Did General Motors just signal the beginning of the end of the era of gasoline and diesel cars? From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra, announced yesterday that its future is all electric, with two new electric vehicles over the next year and a half and maybe 20 electrics in 6 years. And Ford has just announced a new team to accelerate its electric car development. Let's consult Jamie Kitman, New York editor for Automobile Magazine.
You know, it's really General Motors and also Ford, which has made similar proclamations recently, just kind of catching up with the reality, which is that large parts of the world are going electric. The automakers know that they're not going to be able to meet emission standards without seriously increasing the number of electric cars that they sell. But also remember that the stock market is fascinated by electric cars. Everybody sort of thinks that they ought to be the future because, well, in reality, they're going to be cleaner.
So the stock market has been rewarding, for instance, Tesla, which makes the all-electric car. But this also, as you say, is about government policy in places like China and, I suppose, California.
The United States has the unlikely situation where the states, in particular California, drive manufacturing policy because there's such a big market and their standards have to be obeyed if you want to participate in the biggest market. Also, you know, car makers know that when you look at the history of air pollution, which, you know, exploded in the 20th century, that their fingerprints are on a lot of that. And for years, they've been talking about just wanting to get out of that business. So you can blame, you know, whoever the local power company is and not them. They're tired of being the bad guy.
And it's interesting that a U.S.-based car manufacturer, General Motors, has a lead in this technology. The Germans are feeling behind with this electric stuff.
Well, it's true, although the sad truth is that if you don't live in California where they actually market these things, you'd barely know about General Motors' electric vehicle presence. And I think that's probably driven by very mundane concerns of like how much money you're going to make in the next quarter, since they don't really make money on the Chevy Bolt that they sell. But, there's a way to read it that they're really just talking to the stock market and letting them know. In terms of their day-to-day business, they still want to sell you a Silverado pickup truck that's loaded up with all the options.
Jamie Kitman is Automobile Magazine's New York Bureau Chief. Jamie, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, David.
GM stock rose 4.4% yesterday and is up another 3% this morning. Ford stock is up 7% this week so far. And there's news from South Africa today that 40 Roman Catholic organizations there are divesting major pieces of their investment portfolios en masse. Jeff Davis, a prominent bishop in South Africa, spoke to our colleagues at the BBC today.
It's absolutely essential that not only the church setting an example, but all people stop investing in fossil fuels. We have got to withdraw our money because people have this great heresy of thinking we're going to solve everything by making lots of money. We can make lots of money out of fossil fuels, we know, but we've got to stop doing so.
They've given no estimate of the value of their fossil fuel holdings. The South African Catholic groups are calling for other faith-based organizations to take this up.
We want to invest our money in renewable energy. And that's because we believe God has given us the answer. It's blowing in the wind, I always say, and shining on us every day. And we've got huge potential.
Fossil fuel companies say they work to limit climate gas emissions. The key index on the Spanish stock exchange is down 0.5%. Much of the Catalonia region of Spain, which includes Barcelona, is shut down today to protest police violence during the independence referendum on Sunday. People in the region voted overwhelmingly to split off, but Spanish courts had ruled that referendum was illegal. The Barcelona Football Club has joined in. Big trade unions have not. We now know about 3,000 Facebook ads linked to Russia and the technology used to get them in front of certain American voters during the last election. Marketplace's Rima Kreis is here to give us an update. Rima, we know that the ads featured hot-button social and political messages. How are they shared?
Yeah, Russian operatives, well, they posed as Americans, and they set up hundreds of phony Facebook pages and accounts focused on, as you said, divisive topics around race, legal immigration, gun control. Then, according to the Washington Post, they sent targeted ads to voters who visited those pages by using a Facebook tool called Custom Audiences.
Custom Audiences, mm-hmm. capital C, capital A. Who uses this technology tool?
Yeah, it's something that a lot of American businesses and political campaigns rely on to push out their messages on Facebook. It lets companies know when someone's looked at their stuff so they can start bombarding them with specific ads. It also, David, has this like multiplier effect. So in the case with the Russian meddling, a person may have visited a fake page, shared it with their network, and in effect turned their friends into potential targets. Facebook says roughly 10 million people in the U.S. saw Russian-linked ads. A little less than half of them were seen before the November 8th election. They're still investigating, so that number, the 10 million number I told you about, could grow.
Thanks, Rima. And remember when you'd get hot under the collar at an airport or hotel when the ATM charged you $3 extra? New survey from Bankrate shows that using an ATM that's not your bank is now averaging $4.69, up 2.6% from just last year. One option for you is moving to Australia. Last week, under pressure, the big banks in Australia agreed to end all of these fees for out-of-network transactions. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.